Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. I do all of that at gettheacceptanceletter.online. Today, I think I want to share with you exactly what I think your college-bound teen should do in order to set themselves up to be on a constant pipeline to receive scholarships. So often, people ask me, where do you get all these scholarships from, Treasure? Because I post them daily on my website, on various social media, and especially in the Busy Parents of College-Bound Teens private Facebook group, which you should join, by the way. This week, I'm beginning my cohort for the year. The cohort consists of 8 students who I work with closely 6 weeks at a time. Each of them gets 1 hour of my time a week, plus assignments that I give them in between the times that we talk. I use Skype, iMessage, Zoom, and even Apple FaceTime in order to talk with students and create a bond and really get movement going so that they're on the road to a debt-free degree. So what do I tell them to do first? Well, here's what I do. The first thing I tell them to do is to fill out a scholarship questionnaire that's located at a Google link connected to my email address. I'll leave a link to the scholarship questionnaire on the blog that accompanies this podcast. If you go to gettheacceptanceletter.online, you can access that scholarship questionnaire and fill it out for yourself. It sends a copy of it to your email, and it is so wonderful. Once you fill it out, those answers could literally be used to create your college resume, something I've talked about in previous episodes. And it really helps you to narrow and limit what kinds of scholarships you should be searching for. The next thing I tell them to do is to create a conservative Gmail address. It should be some form of their name. For instance, not westaylitb69@gmail.com. Or I've seen some that are even less appropriate than that. This email address is where they will correspond with me, colleges, and recommenders. And they should also sign up for Google Alerts with this address. A Google Alert for scholarships, they should create one for scholarships in their city, state, and for at least one scholarship type that really fits their gifts and goals. Now, a Google Alert comes in handy in a variety of situations, and they're easy to set. You just go to google.com/alerts in your browser, enter a search term for the topic you want to track, choose show options to narrow the alert to a specific source, language, region, etc., and then select create alert. That way, you're always receiving the latest that has to do with your specific scholarship type in your region, state, and city. The next thing you should do is create a junk email address. This email address will be used to sign up for scholarship platforms because the amount of email can be overwhelming, and it's best to have a separate place for scholarship platform accounts. And then finally, you should sign up for all kinds of scholarship platforms. But some are CapEx, FastWeb, Scholarship Central, Unigo, and Scholarship Owl. You do these things and you'll be really, really set to have a weekly goal of applying to one scholarship. Lucrative, easy, all kinds. I hope that this was helpful, and I would love to hear from you at gettheacceptanceletter.online. Until then, happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.